there's some components of this attack in New York yesterday that have not been mentioned yet on this program, and they've really not been mentioned on any of the major media outlets. So I want to mention them quickly, and then we're going to go to Dr. Jimmy for understanding, explanation of how all this ties into what's going on in the Middle East and alliances that are occurring there. The attack yesterday, because I know the area well, one of my Bible college classmates pastors a church literally just blocks away from this bike path where this incident took place. And there are a number of schools in that area. I have been in that area on a number of occasions. And so this act was carried out yesterday by this Islamic ideologically committed adherent. It was carried out near schools. Was that accidental? I don't think so. And here's why. It was carried out on Halloween. If you know anything about Islamic theology, Islamic ideology, if you've read the Quran, know anything about the Hadith, if you know anything about the approach the Islamist takes to certain things in America, you know that Halloween is considered, and here is the Arabic word, haram, which means forbidden. So is it coincidental? Is it accidental that this terrorist perpetrated this act and ran over these people horrifically, crushing and killing them on Halloween at 3:05 p.m., just as children are leaving the schools in that area to begin their trick-or-treating on Halloween afternoon? Is all that coincidental? I don't think so. And then one final thing I want to mention to you, and that is this. This was all committed and perpetrated within the shadow of what's now called Freedom Tower, what used to be called the World Trade Center complex. And if you know anything about the Islamists, there is much symbolism attached to what they do and why they do what they do. So when the authorities say this was planned for weeks, it was planned for at least weeks, if not longer. And it was planned because of a commitment to Islamic ideology. The word no one wants to use, Islam, Islamic, that was the motivator in this attack yesterday. Dr. Jimmy, I want to go to you. Pull it all together, if you would. Tell us what's going on with respect to all of this in the Middle East, this alliance with Iran, Hamas that's taking place, and help our audience understand where all this may end up going.
Well, first of all, Dave, well said, my good friend. Very, very important key information you've just given us. In Israel, we're seeing all of this coming after about 150 years of activity, similar to what we saw in New York City, what we're seeing in other nations and across the world itself. It's a global situation. And there are a number of components in the Middle East who want to use this type of activity. You're talking about Islamic State. You're talking about his connection, his training, his notification, his encouragement from Islamic State. Well, that is a part of the whole Islamic world there in the Middle East in particular. You have a battle going on in the Middle East to see who's going to control the ultimate goal of becoming the leader of the caliphate, the worldwide kingdom they want. That battle going on especially between Iran, and now you see a couple of other players, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Syria, all of these playing a key role with the exact same thing happening under the leadership of Russia. Vladimir Putin sitting back, being silent, carrying a big stick, watching as he develops his contacts, his control of the entire Middle East, all happening. Even in the state of Israel, Hamas and Fatah, they're the two factions of the Palestinian body politic. They've had reconciliation talks led by Egypt. And they were concerned because of the same thing that happened in New York City. That's why they were leaving it. Well, the implementation of these unity talks and agreements that have come forth is going to be the difficult part. President Trump said Hamas cannot be recognized as a part of this unity government unless they disarm. Hamas says we're not going to disarm and we will not recognize a Jewish state. And the both of these factions believe that violence is the way to victory. Well, that's again saying what this young man in New York City said yesterday. Ultimately, an agent, a component of this Islamic thrust to have a worldwide caliphate. By the way, after those reconciliation talks, Hamas went immediately to Iran and surrendered under their leadership. They put together a plan to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's their number one goal, and then they'll follow through across the globe as well. Iran is supplying all the monies and the weapons for Hamas to do that. personnel are coming in, and these Iranian personnel are spreading out not only in the Middle East but across the world. Both say that the end game is going to be to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. They believe that when Israel is destroyed, then they're going to be able to take the rest of the world over and put in place their caliphate. It's a dangerous plan they have in place, but they're moving ahead with it.
Dr. Jimmy, I cannot thank you enough for your knowledge of all things Middle East, all things Islam, but more importantly, your knowledge, your in-depth knowledge of the scripture to be able to pull all this together. And what you just shared, of course, is beyond powerful. And even as you were speaking, reports are now emerging with respect to this 29-year-old terrorist in New York that as the authorities are interviewing him in his hospital bed, he is, I want you to listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, he's ecstatic at what he did. Ecstatic at what he did.